We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We talk more about the giant 36-9 drubbing at the hands of the San Francisco 49ers with Carl Banks, and his report is brought to you by Geico. Saving you money on car insurance has been in Geico's playbook for over 75 years. So what are you waiting for? Get a quote at geico.com. Carl, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
What's up, Carl?
Give us your thoughts. This was, you know, a lot of us, and maybe we were just idiots for thinking this. A lot of us thought, you know, the Giants could win this game. Niners are banged up. Giants have shown promise the last 2 weeks. You have been one to caution and say, let's see. Give me your thoughts coming out of this debacle against the Niners yesterday.
Well, it's kind of what I warned about. You know, I said Friday that the Giants should be preparing as if they're playing against the 49ers starters, because their players are going to play with the starters mentality. The Giants are just not good enough right now to do anything. And my suggestion to fans who are, you know, that are really invested emotionally into this team, one way or the other, and I know the frustration is so high right now, my suggestion is lower the expectation. Whatever you thought they were, they're not at this point. And it's basically their ground zero. So they're at the bottom. So I say lower your expectations and grow as this team grows. You got Joe Judge. It came out of training camp and felt good about what's going on. And then you always feel good about that until bullets start to fly. And then you really see where you stack up. And at this point, they're not. And the reason they're not is as much their fault as it is their opponent. Meaning, you haven't figured out how to run the football. You haven't figured out how to get off the field on third down. When you have limited offensive possessions and half of those result in turnovers, that's not a winning formula. Or when you're on defense and you're playing, you know, over 60 plays and you can't get off the field on third down to even give your offense a chance to get any type of rhythm going, that's a problem. You know, and yeah, they got players that are backups that are on, but they played against a fourth team running back yesterday, a backup quarterback, a team with five or six starters out on one side of the football. Now, when you have that many starters out, you're supposed to be able to exploit some weaknesses. You could not. So if you're a fan, no matter where you land on this emotionally, I say just throw the expectations out the window. It's a new staff, a new regime, and you grow along with them. Because right now, having any expectations for this team is only going to disappoint you, because you don't see enough to know that this system is in place, either by personnel or by schematics, to get anything accomplished. Because this was a game that they should have won, but it's also a barometer to tell you just how far the Giants need to go to be competitive. Now, I expect that to change this year, but my expectations are not oh, they're going to be X, Y, and Z by this point. It's not. They haven't even figured out how to run the football yet. They haven't figured out how to get off the field on third down yet. They're all in it together, players and coaches. The good news is they're in it together, and it's all new. So as a fan, just get on board where they are and then grow with them. I don't think it's time to throw the quarterback out. He's done some good things. He's going through a stretch right now where he's not protecting the football. But I'm sure if we look historically at some of the greatest quarterbacks that ever played this game, you know, their first and second years or first full year, you know, take a guy like Peyton Manning. He had a ton of turnovers. So, you know, I think he's got to be responsible. He's got to – and I think he wants to be a good, efficient quarterback in terms of taking care of the football. He's shown that he can throw the ball in this league, but he's also shown that he can turn it over. So we have to find out what he is. And this is a new regime that he's working with now. So, hey, get in on the ground floor and see where it goes. If not, then, you know, I'm afraid Giants fans are going to be frustrated beyond control.
You know, this was a 6-6 game, and then to me, everything changed on that 3rd and 22 with the illegal contact penalty. That changed everything. I mean, they scored a touchdown after that. Then Jones throws that pick right before halftime. They get another field goal, and that was the game. I mean, pretty much, and they got a run over in the second half. I mean, yeah, how about that, Carl?
Yeah, I mean, you pretty much set it up right, but then you look at who committed the foul. It's Darnay Holmes, a rookie. It wasn't an egregious foul. He was rerouting, but it was a foul by the rule of the book, and it gets called on veterans as does on rookies. But the problem is they are just learning. A lot of new faces, new players out there. You got to understand situational football. You cannot allow yourself to get, you know, put in these situations where you're committing fouls when you have a chance to get off the field. Right. The importance of the situation. You know, 3rd and 26, get off the field. You know, but it's automatic first down. You extend the drive, and like you said, you ended up in the score. So this is where this team has to grow. They have to mature. And, you know, I've seen a ton of emotion. We did a post-game show yesterday and then all over social media. And I'm just like, you know what? Guys, you're going to be frustrated even more if you keep having these high expectations. Just lower the expectations. Get on where they are. Whatever floor the Giants are on, get on and grow with them. I think they will grow. Right now, to have any expectation of what you thought this team was going to be, it's shattered. They're at the rock bottom, and they've got to work their way up. New coach, new staff, they're putting their things in place. Let's see what happens. A lot of young players still learning how to play the game, going against some very smart coaches and very smart players that are just outwitting them by just simple things that the Giants could be doing to help themselves.
Look, you're not wrong about what we should do with expectations, but here's the problem for most Giant fans. They see 12-40 in their last 52 games going all the way back to that playoff debacle against Green Bay. And I know that Joe Judge wasn't around for that. He shouldn't be blamed, or even Dave Gettleman for a part of that, though it's been a lot more for Dave Gettleman. And I think that's the problem. The Giant fans see 4-12 last year. They see 5-11 the year before. They see 3-13. And they say, when the hell is the sun going to come out? You know, when is there going to be some hope and some expectation? So you're not wrong with being realistic about what you're saying.
Yeah.
But the problem is, I think they need to see something at this point.
Yeah. Evan, I don't disagree. I get exactly where they're coming from. But again, Joe Judge is responsible for 3 losses right now. The Giant fans have been in this relationship a lot longer than Joe Judge has, you know, with the organization. So I get it, but emotionally, if you want to, you know, keep counting backwards and not looking forward, then, you know, you're going to be stuck in a bad place for a long time. You know, it's going to take a while for this team, you know, in the win-loss record to even make up some of the things that have gone on over the past 5 years.
Carl.
You know, so they've got to, I mean, I can't tell fans how to feel, but I'm just giving some some advice, because, you know, even as I'm broadcasting, the reality hit. Listen, they're not very good right now. And you know what? That is the expectation, because they can't block anybody. And when they have plays blocked, it's little things that hurt them from preventing them from getting things going. I mean, think about it. The 49ers were at the bottom of the league in stopping the run. This should have been a game where the Giants could have
gotten that going.
Absolutely. But what happened? The same Giants team showed up, and a different run defense showed up. You know, and you can look at some plays, and you can't. You know, I'm not going to sit here and put a rosy spin on something that should be executed, but you can see why certain plays didn't work. You know, just simple as feeling off the backside of the center, or a rusher off the edge. You just can't, and they haven't picked up a twist yet. You know, their internal. They're interior offensive linemen. They're seeing twists every week, and they're going to see them until they can stop them.
Let me follow up with something about that, because I agreed wholeheartedly. I loved when Joe Judge on 4th-and-1 from his own 29 said, we got to go for it. Because at that point, you're down 23-9. It's late third quarter, early fourth quarter, whenever it was. 100% go for it, because if you're punting away, you're not winning the game anyway. But right. What did you think about the quarterback sneak, especially because of the points you were just bringing up? Would you have called something different on that play because of the tough time they had blocking basically the entire game?
Well, I mean, you have to show confidence in your offensive line that you can get a yard, right? But there's what are you going to do, pass the ball on the 4th-and-1? I think it's maybe the type of play. And I think the quarterback, Daniel Jones, said that maybe he should have looked for a different seam. You know, because he just kind of plowed in there and twisted sideways. But, you know, I don't know. I mean, you can call whatever play you want, and a play call won't get you out of things. Execution is what leads to the success. You know, I always, you know, Bill Parcells used to say, I can't call a play to prevent a guy from whooping your tail. You got to do that. I can put you in a position to have success, but if you can't stop this guy from whooping your butt, there's nothing we can do about that.
You know, Ben McAdoo didn't even get 2 years, and that was after he had a playoff run his first year. Sherman gets 2 years. How long is this coach going to get, Carl? I mean, I know it's only 3 games into his tenure, but I got to bring that up. I mean, how long will the leash be, as we hear the dog? How long will it be with Joe Judge?
Well, I think he's putting his program in place. We'll see. I mean, there's some talent on the roster. He probably wants to upgrade a lot of other areas. I don't think they're going to fire him after 1 year. I think they're going to give him a chance to really get the program going in the right direction. I think he has a plan. I think he knows what he wants to do and how he wants to do it. And, you know, the process for Joe Judge is just beginning. And for the organization under Joe Judge, it's just beginning. So, again, it's not time for a fan to say, get rid of the coach, he's no good. You don't know enough.
Right. Right, right.
You know, since after 3 games, you don't know enough. You just know what you see right now. And it's a team that's not very good that has to get better. They got to get better at what the guys they have, at what they do. You know, just little things. And they can. And if you can see the improvement, and you'll probably understand the process of what Joe Judge wants to do. Now, at the end of the day, Joe, coaches, general managers, anybody in this sport, it's a win-loss business, you know, and you've got to, eventually, you got to show that things are going in the right direction, or else it's a football fact of life, they move on. We're not there with this coach. We're not even close. I mean, he's 3 games into it.
Of course, of course.
No offseason.
Right, right.
No OTAs, so they're learning on the fly. But football is football, and you want to see your players do better and get better each and every week. So as he's putting his program in place, the process that he wants to do this, he hasn't said whether or not he has all the players he needs. It's always, you can always, you know, every coach will tell you he needs another player here or there, but you can see some of the areas that are starting to manifest themselves. You know, the cornerback position opposite of James Bradberry,
right.
It's uncertain right now. Nobody has really stepped up on a consistent basis. So you can say that Jabril Peppers has been in and out of the lineup already. We know he can play. And then there's Julian Love, who's there, but who's hesitant because he hasn't played a lot. I mean, you know, there are some plays that he left on the field yesterday just because he didn't have the experience to really break and trust what he was seeing, you know, on some of the deep crossing routes. He's there. He's playing back, doesn't know quite whether or not he should break on it. So that he'll grow into, but these are the growing pains that you got to have before you know, okay, this is my guy. He fits on this roster. He fits today because there's no one better. But I trust that they're going to continue to look to upgrade the talent on a weekly basis in some areas that they need to, and they're going to look to develop talent that's on the roster on a day-by-day basis because they believe they can. Like a kid like Darnay Holmes is going to be all right. I think Julian Love is going to be fine. He just haven't played any football
right
at this level. So you can be frustrated. You can scream. Or you can say, okay, I'm on 4-1 with these guys. When the elevator goes up, I'm on it. I'm not going to keep screaming at something I see when the elevator was never supposed to be on, you know, in the penthouse yet. It's just now starting to get going.
It seemed like yesterday they gave more of a look to Yotam at corner much more than Corey Ballantyne. Look, it felt like Corey Ballantyne barely played yesterday. We saw him a lot on specials, but not much at corner yesterday. So it looked like they gave more of a look to Yotam to see what he was made of yesterday.
Well, you're going to see a lot of guys get looks until they find the right combination of players. You know, if Ballantyne's not, you know, showing that he fits for the game plan that week, I think the only constant is James Bradberry.
Right,
you know
right.
He's going to be there. The rest of them are going to be, you know, interchangeable parts until they find the right combination for the week, and hopefully they'll find one for the season, you know, for the core group.
The most consistent thing on defense that they've done, and it's a bad thing, is their inability to get off the field on third down. That's like a constant every week. We saw it against the Steelers, we saw it against the Bears, and then it was even worse yesterday. And that's not even the third and 22. 8-for-12 yesterday at third down conversions for the Niners. The big question for you is, well, why? Why have they been, because it's all 3 weeks, all three games, they have had an inability to get off the field on third down. What are you seeing that's causing this kind of issue right now for them?
Well, it's similar, same stuff. You know, it's some of the same stuff. It's deep crossing routes, but it all starts off of a stack, you know, stack receiver, some kind of rub route or some type of option route. And guys moving, players or knocking themselves off of plays. But this is the equivalent of what they're seeing on the offensive line with all the stunts on the inside. They're getting it on the outside of their defense with a lot of, you know, bunch formations, rub routes, option routes, and guys losing their man. And then the inexperience at the safety position is not allowing him to react instinctively for fear of making the wrong decision. You know, so it's the same thing, but it's different players at different times. But it's the same type of scheme against their third down defense. So, and then with the 49ers, you know, they gave them so much eye candy that you almost, and I had said it on air, with all the misdirection and the razzle-dazzle, and it was the same five plays out of all of those formations, they ran about five plays, just got to them differently. I was saying, listen, let the front seven play the run. Your corner play man-to-man defense. That's what they would have. And they did that later on in the game to kind of take some stuff away, but it was just too little too late. But when you get, and this is another team that's coming up this week, the Rams, a lot of eye candy, a lot of shifts, a lot of motions, same plays. They're just disciplined in how they block them. And you've just got to know your assignment, but your corners almost got to match up. Because if you don't and they get involved in the wrong places at the wrong time, you'll see guys running free again.
One of the things, Carl, that the Giants have going for them is this division stinks. I mean, this is not the old NFC East anymore. I do think Dallas is going to separate at some point, but, I mean, the Eagles are a complete mess right now. The Washington football team, excuse me, I don't really know what they are. It was to Cleveland yesterday. They're 1-2. Chase Young got hurt in this game. So that's the one thing. The division is not very good, Carl.
Well, you're right. And some of the teams have their rosters have been set for a little while. Like Dallas, they're an established roster. They got a new coach, but they're an established roster. Philadelphia, established coach, established roster. And if they're not separating themselves from the Giants, the Washington football teams of the world, then it just tells you, if you do a few things right, you can hang around in this division and salvage a decent season out of this. So that's the thing about it. But they're not afforded. We can, from the outside looking in, but from the inside looking out, mm-hmm. or inside looking in, you can't say, well, the rest of the division sucks, so we can just keep sucking and it'll be okay. No, this is an opportunity for you to get better while the division sucks, and maybe the fans will say, well, you know what? They're competing in the division. That's a step in the right direction. Even if it's a bad division, they're competing in it. They're not at the bottom of a bad division. So that says next year they could be even better. But they have to get to that point. They've got to get the fan mindset to that point, and they've got to get themselves. Here's the other thing that if I'm Joe Judge, if I'm any player that has any tenure on that team, Blake Martinez, I'm going to take what Kyle Shanahan said about he felt his backups could dominate your team. I would take that personal. Anybody that's got tenure in the league that can play, that can actually play football, Bradbury, Blake Martinez, Leonard Williams, Dexter, on the offensive side of the ball, there's not a lot of veterans over there. But if you don't take what he said to heart when he says, my fourth team running back could dominate your defense, my third string cornerback could shut your guys out, my second team quarterback is better than your best guy, if that doesn't motivate you to say, hey, look, man, we got to look in the mirror here, because this guy just said that he was confident that his backups could come in and dominate us. Not beat, not win the game, guys. He said dominate. He expected them to dominate the Giants.
And they did.
And they did.
Yeah.
Yes.
No,
so
they should
at
take
that
a person.
Point, if you're a coach, you never forget that, those words. And if you're a player, you don't forget them either. Because if y'all, like I said, this is ground floor. So everybody's in it together. So if you guys can't circle your wagons and be more respectable, because if you lose, go down fighting. Don't lose worse each week, right? Don't have an opposing coach say that he expected his team to come in and dominate when he has so many injuries. He expected his team to do this. If that's not a wake-up call to where you actually stand versus where you think you are, then, you got to choose another profession. Because you're thinking you're somewhere, and everybody else that plays you sees you in a totally different light and plays you in a different light.
Yeah.
So if you can't step up and prove those guys wrong, hey, it might be time to do something else.
Well said. Well said. Carl, great stuff. We appreciate it, man.
Thank you, man.
All right, man. Take care, Carl.
Carl Banks on the Giants coming off a 36-9 defeat at the hands of the San Francisco.
And boy, it doesn't get any easier going out to play the Rams this week in L.A.
No, especially with the way the Rams lost yesterday too. That only adds to it.
No question.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us, and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.